Babadoogie. Yeah, well, a little article in the paper here. I don't know if I ought to comment on it. People are getting the wrong impression about me. No thanks to Smasher in the afternoon. There is, let me say for the record, nothing going on between Clint Eastwood and me. I mean, first of all, I am all men. If you'd like, I can give you a list of references. I merely said when I started, you know, doing some lighthearted jabs about Clint that if I were to change my lifestyle, and if Clint were agreeable, then he and I would walk the primrose path to love. And there's a little article in there, you know, about how it says that couples that choose that route share responsibility, that one of them is not feminine and one of them is not masculine. They basically stay the way they are. And, you know, they just share the duties. It's not like one of them wears the apron and one of them is, you know, the breadwinner. I mean, it's a delegation of responsibility. So that's kind of nice. You know, for a while there, I thought Clint would brutalize me, but it is nice to know that we'd share in a blissful relationship. I could just see it coming home. Bug.
I've been shopping, remember? We decided to split up the duties. I shop, and you do the dishes. You didn't do any of the dishes.
I don't do dishes, Punk. Get your apron on and do them yourself.
But Clint, now, remember we talked about sharing the relationship duties. Now, I'm supposed to be shopping, and you're supposed to be doing the dishes. Okay, you big meanie. Tell you what, I'll go ahead and, I'll wash you dry, okay? All right, here you go. Dry this one, Clint, please. Well, if you didn't want to dry it, you could have just said you didn't want to dry it. That's my mother's good Melmac.
Punk, just get me a beer. Clean the sink. And shut your face.
Well, darn it, Clint. If that's the attitude you're going to take, I don't see how we can make this thing work. I give it. You take it. All you want to do is sit there and watch TV with a beer balanced on your stomach, and then you go out. You don't even say goodbye to me, and you come back when you want to come back. You go out when you want to come out. I think you're seeing other men, Clint, and frankly, I'm a little upset with all this problems we've been having.
Bug, for once in your life, will you just shut up? I'm warning you for the last time, Bug. Shut up.
No, Clint, I won't shut up. I think I've got the right to talk about this kind of thing. I mean, you're just taking me and using me, playing me for a fool, but I'm not going to take it anymore.
You're not going to take it anymore. You're driving me nuts. You're driving me nuts, Punk. Nuts, do you hear me?
Clint, let go of my tie. Clint, I can't...
You know, Punk, you're nothing but dog do. The first time I saw you, I realized you were dog do. That's all you'll ever be is dog do. And you know what happens to dog do? It either gets swept away, or it gets smeared, or it gets stepped on. Which one do you want to be, dog do? My God. I think I killed a Punk. Better hide the body. How am I gonna get the body out of here? I know. I think I'll give him a bath. Isn't that always the way? Hello. Oh, hello, Mrs. Grease-Manelli. No, the punk, Nino can't come to the phone. He's in the tub. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what he thinks about it. Maybe you can piece it together, right? I'll tell him you called. Where was I? Why? Why, you stinking punk. That's right, you punk. You punk. Even in death, you torment me, punk. Even in death, I hate your guts. That'll teach you to get blood on my good suits.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank Purdy.
Police action.